Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part one.
Part one.
Here's the first one. Am I the asshat for asking my girlfriend to start making me breakfast every morning? I'm a 27-year-old male. I've been living with my girlfriend, who's 29, for several months. For the most part, things are really good, and I plan to propose soon and hopefully have at least a couple of kids with her. However, we've run up against a conflict. She's an absolute morning person. I hate mornings. By the time I force myself out of bed in the morning and into the shower, she's already been up for at least 30 minutes, even though she has to be at work later than I do, and is at the stove making breakfast. She likes a huge breakfast in the morning. She usually has eggs, either French toast or pancakes, hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and sausage or bacon. Sometimes on weekends, it's ham or steak. She eats almost nothing for lunch and usually has a smallish dinner, but she loves a huge breakfast. Meanwhile, I only ever have cold cereal for breakfast, or maybe if I'm feeling really ambitious, some instant oatmeal and orange juice. I only ever start to come alive halfway through my second cup of coffee and definitely don't feel like cooking in the morning. However, my girlfriend obviously does, so I recently asked her if she'd start making breakfast for me. She asked if we were going to trade off, and I'd sometimes make breakfast for her, too. I told her no, but reminded her that I do often make dinner for her. She said that since we trade off making dinner, we should trade off making breakfast, too. I told her that there was no way I'll ever be able to muster that kind of energy first thing in the morning, but that since she obviously can, she should just make me breakfast too. I said that it would take next to no extra effort on her part to throw in a couple more eggs, strips of bacon, an extra portion of hash browns, etc., since she's already doing it for herself anyway. But it started a fight with her saying that it wasn't fair for me to expect her to think of me in the morning since I don't do the same for her. She seems to think that her making breakfast for me should figure out into some of our division of labor and that I should do something extra in return. But I think that since she makes a huge breakfast for herself every morning anyway, that throwing an extra portion of whatever she's making on for me would take little to no effort on her part. So why should I have to do more for her in return than I already do? Am I the asshat?
Steph?
Well, he wasn't. Until the last, like, minute and a half, where it became about the division of labor for the woman.
Yep.
And he's, like, not willing to do anything extra because it takes her no effort. He doesn't get to judge the effort.
Well, no.
Soup's ready.
That beeping you hear is Stephanie's soup that
it's
she's
my
making.
Instant Pot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, God. I love it.
Okay, so generally, is it any bigger deal for her to make him a little more breakfast? No. But by the way, like, if this is the kind of stuff that's happening now, when you add kids to this mix,
right,
or a pet or anything
marriage
else that requires,
yep,
communication, you're
or compromise
doomed.
I don't know. My answer to a lot of these are don't get married.
Don't get, yes. You, so many of
if
these
this
stuff
is
you,
something
yes
that you fight over. I'm just thinking of, listen, I'm not perfect and neither is my relationship. But if my boyfriend, MC, asked me to just throw on some extra stuff, I would, because I love him.
Of course.
And
yeah.
I would never. I'm not saying she's the asshat. I just think that, I mean, the internet has labeled him the asshat.
It's a matter of degrees, though.
It's, yes. He's a little bit, because
I think
Dawn's
they both are a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, Dawn's absolutely right. This wouldn't even be an issue. Look, Colin and I, just like every real couple, we squabble, blah, blah, blah. This would not be an issue with us because Colin is so kind and just natural.
He just naturally would do it anyway.
He would just naturally do it. I would do it after a little bit of convincing. Then I'm just joking. No, I would do it. I mean, I make breakfast all the time in the summer. So it's just something that I love to do and makes me happy. So,
yeah. And plus, I think the real issue here is there is some resentment about somebody who is a morning person and somebody who isn't. There's judgment there. She's probably judging him for sleeping in.
Yeah.
And he's obviously judging her, saying like, well, she doesn't even have to be work later. I mean, for some reason she gets up. You know, it's like, there's the issue. It's not really about the breakfast.
No, somebody thinks somebody is lazy.
It's about the division of labor.
I'm serious.
Yes,
there is a laziness issue.
That's it.
Yep. That this is coming out. It's coming out sideways.
Have you ever been with a lazy person, though? It's hell.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And Colin is very much not.
I know. Mine isn't anymore either.
Goodness,
but in the day of the dating pool, I have a real dope.
Yeah, MC, Kurt, Colin, good guys. We're going to take a break. Part two, when we return. It is time for part two of Am I the Asshat?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the Asshat?
Part two.
This one makes me laugh so hard just because of the
already,
image.
Okay.
I love
okay.
this one. Okay. Am I the asshat for doing weird / awkward poses when my mother-in-law accidentally walks in on me in the bathroom? So
what? Weird.
All right. So my mother-in-law, I'm a gal, by the way, LOL, came to stay with us for a few weeks until her home is renovated for Christmas. The problem is that she has been randomly walking in on me while I'm in the bathroom. Thankfully, not once has she seen me naked because I started picking up on her behavior after the second time in a week. She barged in, then turns and says, oh, sorry, then closes the door. I tried talking to my husband about it, but he kept ignoring me and then flat out said, so what if she accidentally sees you naked? She's family. He seriously said that. We have a lock and I could have used it, but I have past trauma from the idea of locking being locked in a room after my brother repeatedly locked me in the bathroom when I was 5. So I came up with this idea. I go inside the bathroom pretending to use it and wait for her to come in because honestly, it's deliberate at this point. When she accidentally barges in, she sees me in a weird, awkward position. For example, doing a ballet stand, standing on the toilet, or standing facing the wall with my hands up, fully closed, of course. I could see how awkward and weird this would be for her because she'd stand there for a few seconds trying to figure out what I was doing. It was hilarious at first seeing her initial confusion, but she told my husband about it, claiming she's caught me practicing rituals in the bathroom. I cleared things up and revealed the reason why. My husband was livid. He called me childish and said that I made his mom feel terrified and weirded out by my behavior. He said I should have acted maturely and locked the damn door instead of playing mind games.
Oh.
Am I the asshat?
It's kind of like the last one. You're a little bit both of the asshat. Because it's funny what she's doing, but I can see him being like... Come on.
Yes.
And she's only there a couple weeks.
But she keeps coming in on purpose.
Well, who knows?
What's with that?
That is weird.
The door is closed and the light is on. I don't open the door. And if it's closed, I even knock. Living in a home with, you know, just being a girl and three males.
It is. This is another twofer. They're both a little nutter butters here.
Yes.
Because I'm putting myself, like, if this was Mama Haas, which, first of all, would be hysterical, because she would just laugh and be like, what the hell are you doing? But why is the mother-in-law doing that? And then maybe there's just a different way for the daughter-in-law to go about ending this.
Just lock the door. What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. The past trauma, you might want to get over that.
Yeah, you may want to go to
therapy.
You need to
lock the door.
Yes.
But I also, I can't get over how funny that is.
Yes,
I don't know
her
why.
Standing and like a yoga squat over the toilet.
On the toilet that she's doing rituals.
Yeah, that's funny.
I lock everything. I lock my bedroom door. When I go to bed.
You
I
do?
I can't sleep. I can't sleep in a room that doesn't have a lock on it.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid of demons. And
the demons so can get through the lock.
I don't really need you telling me that.
Says the soup lady.
It says the soup lady. I know that intellectually, Steph, but...
Well, intruders. And that's, it's just intruders, another barrier.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is why also, whenever we go to a hotel, it's not even discussed. Colin has to sleep closest to the door.
Yeah.
I have to sleep away from the door.
Okay.
Because... if the demons come in,
they'll wake up.
They'll get Colin first. They'll wake him up. I will then wake up from Colin screaming, and then I will
save everyone
or
run.
Well, I
run.
Do you feel like whenever I see a TV show or a movie, and like for instance, I watched Paranormal Activity 1 through 4 this weekend, and she
did you.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn. That's the movie that made this worse for me. Yeah.
Right. Well, you get a little desensitized, I'm just saying. But the fact that she's sleeping closest to the door bothers me. I feel like the man should sleep closest to the door.
Well, that's kind of sexist.
Maybe it's because I'm from the South. I don't
know.
I mean, why can't...
Like, you walk on the outside of the street, even if you're my friend... And you're a male. It's just, am I crazy?
No, but
I don't. I sleep closest to the door because MC refused to give up his side, which happened to be my side as well.
Yeah, sides
are
a thing.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just adjust my life.
Yeah,
but
sides are a thing.
Not that I'm bitter about it, but I'm closest to the door.
Are you closest to the
door? I have a side where I snore.
Yeah,
and a side where I snore less.
Oh.
This is so, I love this so much.
And the whole night, Kurt is, turn over. Can you turn over?
Oh,
I just like put, if he snores, which happens, I just put my hand like on his hand or on his arm or something. I don't say anything. I just kind of, I don't even tap. I just touch him and that wakes him up. He's not used to it.
I nudge Colin. Like I'll nudge him in his back. Like, murr. Or sometimes I'll go, babe, flip over.
I'm so mortified when I do.
You get mortified when you
mortified.
Snore?
Yes.
Me too, Dawn.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh, because he is an absolutely creepily silent sleeper.
I've never met a man
who's like that.
I mean, if you have like, well, I have allergies. If you like have a glass of wine, depending on my pillows, I can really go to town. He'll sleep with one earplug sometimes.
Yeah, I have a friend, I have a friend who snores and breaches. Like,
yeah.
What is breach?
Like a wrestling move. Like they turn over like boom.
This isn't a weight commentary we don't do jokes here, but it is like when you see those great white sharks jumping out of the ocean and then plunging back down. Yeah. That breaching, like a killer whale breaching.
That's
like the
hysterical.
Flipping, the breach of, and it is a rhythm. This person gets into a rhythm where it's about every 30 seconds, because I've counted,
there will be
snore, 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 breach. Snore, 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 breach.
Yeah,
it
like
happened
a body slam.
Uh-huh. It happened on a trip within the last year and a half, and it was snore, 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 breach. And I mean, rhythmically perfect. And I got to the point where I had to get up and sleep on a wicker chair.
I curled up
on an uncomfortable wicker chair, because that was a fate better than what my fate was staying in the bed.
Yep. I've dealt with the same thing.
Wow. Yes.
Not with MC, but somebody else. And it's like you just get to sleep and then the breach happens. And
the breach happens.
It's scary.
It's, because they flip over stuff.
I'm a breacher.
And they take blankets with them.
I'm a breacher. Yeah.
Are you a breacher?
I don't like get all the way up, but I'm a flopper, a constant flopper, and a heavy flopper. I don't like get all the way sitting up. I don't get all the way out of the bed. But
oh my
God,
you're a breacher.
I move around a lot in my sleep.
Oh, do you take the blankets?
I do.
My breechy friend.
Yes.
Yeah. My breechy friend.
Where you like pull them with you. Yeah.
This person takes the blankets with them when they breach.
Yep. Me too. I'm not easy to sleep with.
Me either,
but I also won't let Kurt have, like, he sometimes is like, I'll just go sleep in the basement. I'm like, nope, we're not doing that.
Oh.
We're not having separate bedrooms. I refuse to be married to someone that has separate bedrooms. We are not like my grandparents.
Steph, okay.
Interesting.
I mean, occasionally if he needs to leave, okay. But if it becomes like a pattern, no. We need to sleep in the same bed.
Even if you don't get good sleep, Breacher?
Yes, eventually get past it. I can't help it.
You can't help it.
Let's just...
If you are basically doing a matinee of a SeaWorld performance every 30 seconds...
Yeah, and the title is Steph Breacher.
Hansen.
I don't care. We are sleeping in the same bed. We are married. If I want a roommate, I'll get a roommate that's a little cleaner. That's all I'm saying.
Might give you a smooch at the fireworks display every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that this is a hill you're dying. I didn't think you're that type of girl.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less.
I want to sleep in the same bed.
I do too, but every so often I sleep better without Colin.
Sure, and it happens. And I get that. And it's fine on occasion. Or if you're getting sick or you have a cold. But generally... Just because of the way that you respond to my movements, no, you don't get to sleep in your own bed. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Diana just emailed us and said, my husband breaches in bed. He literally bounces his butt on the bed as he rolls over. My husband also takes all the blanket.
Yeah, you can.
There's blanket situations in Europe. They each have their own comforter.
Yes, they do. And separate little...
Yeah, little beds. Sleeping bag things. It's very, very handy.
That's true.
Favorite conversation we lost 2 weeks. When we come back, the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.